Hello, sports fans. Once again, this is Brett Gunner here with the second out of three segments. First segment, I went over the top offensive guys. Now I'm switching over to the other side of the ball. I'm going over your top defensive prospects for this year's upcoming draft. I'm going to go over 10 of them. I'm going to give you a few honorable mention guys. In my first intro, in my last board, I talked about the character issues and the teams maybe passing on guys in other years that they would take just because Mr. Roger Goodell, the commissioner, has made things a lot tougher. If you take a chance on a player in the first or second round and they turn out to be like a Lawrence Phillips type of player, they're not going to be around the NFL a while. They're going to be suspended for a year, just like Pac-Man. If they fail drug tests, they're going to be kicked out of here. They're going to have to play in the Canadian Football League like Ricky Williams. He's not going to put up with that. So teams are being really cautious. Other thing I talked about was players kind of falling and rising. And last year, Mario Williams, you know, shocked us all by going number one to the Texans. I don't really see anything like that happening this year. I think every GM in the nation learned that if you're going to pass on the best athlete, you're going to get burned just like the Texans did. That GM is no longer around. So anyways, the defense, I'd say the weaknesses are in the linebackers. More of a strength in the defensive end, safeties, corners. There's a group of solid guys, but there's only one or two guys that really stand out. It's not a great year for corners. It's more of a great year for wide receivers and running backs. Defensive tackles, there's a few guys with character issues. There's a really young kid I'm going to talk about a little bit later. But I'm going to just get into my number one guy. And I'm going based on this guy's a football player. This guy will play, you know, with a cast on his arm. He's going to do whatever it takes to be on that field. He never stops chasing the ball. He's, once again, all over the field. Very, very, very aggressive at the line of scrimmage. Very strong. You know, we'll take on any lead blockers that come at him, any fullbacks, any tight ends. Sheds blocks well. Has very good speed. I'm talking about Patrick Willis out of Mississippi. 6'1". 240, 245, ran a 4.51 at the combine, but later at his pro day on the same surface ran a 4.38. Really impressed everybody with that workout. He's very solid in coverage too, and that's important in the NFL because you may be all world in college, but if you're not able to cover the Kellen Winslows and the Jeremy Shockeys down the field, you're not going to last in this league. You're going to get torched by them. You know, you got tall guys like Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez, two former basketball players that you have to look out for. And Willis reminds me a lot of a guy everybody passed on last year, D'Amico Ryans, except he has way more speed, and he has you know, the same type of instincts, and he's just a football player. And that's why at number two, I think the Detroit Lions love him. They wouldn't mind trading up for him. You know, falling back in the draft and taking maybe Patrick Willis at 7 or 8, you know, having to trade with the Vikings or someone else, because Matt Millen himself was a linebacker. And he wants a guy who's going to come in. I know they had Ernie Sims last year, great outside linebacker, but they're still looking for that inside backer, because that inside backer is the quarterback on the defense. And I believe Patrick Willis is that guy who's going to come in, have 130 tackles. He's going to be that instant impact guy. And that's why he's my number one choice for this year's defensive prospects.